Time to get into the day's top business news, starting with rating agency reactions to the mini-budget. Some analysts have predicted further downgrades after Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba painted a bleak picture of South Africa's economy with high debt, wider fiscal deficits and slow growth, among other challenges. Chief Economist at Standard Chartered, Riaz Khan, joins us now. Welcome to Money Talk.
Good evening.
Fitch has already said that the mini-budget heralded a move away from fiscal consolidation. What's to be made out of that statement?
Well, I think there was disappointment all round. There had been an expectation amongst just about all the ratings agencies and markets alike that things in this fiscal year would be difficult. We knew that there was a likely an undershoot of fiscal revenue in fiscal year 2018. That was clear from the numbers for the first 5 months. What everyone was looking for was some sort of evidence that the Treasury would try to put this right, that they might introduce new measures that would boost revenue in the outer years. And we haven't really seen that in any meaningful way. Now, on the one hand, the Treasury is saying we're going to be looking at ways to stimulate growth. More details will be available in the February 2018 budget. But the fact remains, for the first time, we didn't even see this during the global financial crisis. So possibly for the first time in recent history, we've seen the announcement of a medium-term budget where there is no promised, no attempted medium-term fiscal consolidation according to these numbers. The deficit is going to be wider in the current fiscal year, and then it settles at around 3.9% of GDP, which is still very wide, and the projection is that it stays there for the next three fiscal years.
Is it then fair to say that it might have also been expected that rating agencies would be so alarmed that analysts would predict a further downgrade after the mini budget?
There are a number of factors at work here, and we have seen more measured responses from some ratings agencies compared to others. Fitch, of course, famously coming out with that line, there doesn't seem to be any fiscal consolidation in this medium-term budget. S&P saying, actually, it is what happens in the domestic political space that probably trumps what happens with the near-term economic outlook. So ratings agencies necessarily have to take a much more long-term approach. Mm-hmm. They are looking at structural factors in the country. And for this reason, there is still a belief in the markets that when it comes to the very important ratings decisions that we're expecting in November from both S&P and Moody's, but S&P in particular, because any further downgrade would, of course, take South Africa's local currency rating to sub-investment grade level if S&P were to downgrade South Africa in November. The market is still weighing up the likelihood that they act that early, having just downgraded South Africa in recent months, and also, very significantly, ahead of the ANC leadership election, which could result in a change in policy direction in early 2018.
How critical is the current status quo in South Africa and the political uncertainty that we face as the country goes into the governing ANC's elective conference? What exactly should rating agencies be looking at as we see the 2017 ending? 2018 may come with a new leadership from the governing party. What reaction are they supposed to be giving, and one that might be fair given the circumstances?
What ratings agencies will be focused on is primarily institutional strength in the country. The recent round of downgrades that South Africa has been subjected to were largely because of the assessment that the country's traditional strengths, its institutional strength, the transparency and the good governance for which it had long been known, the strength of institutions like the Treasury, that was suddenly being called into question. What would have been good to have seen in the medium-term budget was a resounding show of policies that would have instilled greater confidence, that would have said, look, the politics may be colorful, but nothing much has changed, and this is the same Treasury still focused on fiscal consolidation, still focused on what is needed for macroeconomic stabilization in the medium term. Unfortunately, despite some good language on improving governance in SOEs, and it remains to be seen whether we're going to be seeing meaningfully different outcomes, that's move to instill confidence really wasn't there. And so for ratings agencies who have to make a structural assessment, they have to decide, well, how long do you give a country? What sort of debt level projections are you comfortable with before you take the view that actually its credit rating has changed meaningfully, that there is a need to lower that credit rating? So for ratings agencies, they can't really be reacting only to cyclical events or to short-term political events. They have to be taking a view of what is likely to happen in the longer term, and that does complicate their role somewhat.
Thank you so, so much for that wide input. Chief Economist at Standard Chartered, Riaz Khan, talking to us about rating agency reactions to the mini budget.